Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Georgia native and civil rights icon Lonnie King Jr. has passed away today. King attended Morehouse and was the leader of the Atlanta student movement, in which he and others protested against segregated lunch counters. King spoke to GPB's On Second Thought in 2015 about his fight for equality.
We really believed that the South would change. All you had to do was change the law, and at some point, they would begin to do the right thing. We were wrong. The last 50 years, we have, to a great extent, been driving our car towards freedom on cruise control.
Lonnie King Jr. was 82 years old. As people across Georgia continue to clean up from Sunday's tornadoes, Georgia lawmakers continue to push for more federal disaster relief funding, as GPB's Cindy Hill reports.
The storms came in from Alabama and headed east. A state of emergency was declared in Grady, Harris, and Talbot counties. The destructive winds leveled homes and businesses and caused injuries. U.S. Senator Johnny Isaacson mentioned Sunday's storms Monday on the Senate floor as he continued to push for disaster funding for farmers in the wake of Hurricane Michael.
I'd also say a prayer of thanksgiving for the great opportunity we have to live in the Southeast, but also recognize that we are now ground zero for tornadoes and those type of death-defying acts which are taking place.
If passed, the Senate's disaster relief funding would not cover damage from Sunday's tornadoes. For GPB News, I'm Cindy Hill.
State senators passed legislation today that strengthens protections for government memorials and Confederate monuments. A person or city that defaces or removes a monument would face a fine of three times the cost of repair. Republican Senator Jeff Mullis, the bill's sponsor, says the legislation comes down to one thing.
Let's preserve our history. If somebody wants to tear it up, to take it down, let's penalize them for it. We don't need that to happen.
Meanwhile, a separate bill in the House seeking to prevent Confederate monuments from being displayed on public property has yet to be up for a vote. The city of Atlanta is committing to 100% clean energy by 2035. GPB's Sophia Salaby reports on the plan adopted Monday.
The city first pledged to transition to clean energy in 2017. Atlanta is the 27th city in the nation to make the commitment. On Monday, the Atlanta City Council adopted a clean energy plan that details the switch for both City of Atlanta operations and the community. Some of the policies involve transitioning all city vehicles to electric and making solar panels more affordable and accessible. The city has also set benchmarks for the plan between now and 2035. That includes using 10% clean energy for city operations by next year. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.
I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.